Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Mac Jones, we're looking at Christian McCaffrey, we're looking at Brian Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, we're looking at Jake Tongias, we're looking at the special teams, Bryce Huff, DeAndre Lenore, Fred Warner,
Upton Stout.
People need to make plays tonight is what I'm getting at, Joe. And who's going to make the plays tonight, Niner fans? Who needs to step up the most tonight in all these absences? 888-957-9570.
I love that question. You know, who needs to make a play tonight? Let's play the fill in the blank game. You ready?
I love it.
The Niners get blown out tonight.
Ooh.
No, you don't need the game music.
Aw, but it makes me happy.
Give me NFL music.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go to primetime. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. Fill in the blank.
Fill it.
The Niners get blown out tonight. You feel how?
I feel okay. I feel down a little bit, but I feel like it was expected, right? That's how you talk to see, Carter's laughing. You guys are laughing. This is how we talk ourselves into it as fans, though. Because you'll say, everything was stacked against us. You know what? We had no shot. We didn't have our starting quarterback. We were missing all of our weapons everywhere. We'll take the L. And now we have a mini bye week. And hopefully we can get back on track against the Buccaneers.
888-957-9570. Call in right now. Let's play fill in the blank game. I'll pose you the three questions, and you tell me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Question number two. The Niners lose a close game tonight, and you feel?
Encouraged. I feel encouraged. If they can keep this game close, given all of their injuries and the non-injuries on the Rams, I mean, look at that Rams team, Joe. Matt Stafford. When it's all said and done, he might be a borderline Hall of Famer. Devontae Adams is going to the Hall of Fame. Puka Nacua, guy, all he's been doing is been balling out since getting into the league. Kyren Williams, probably one of the most underrated running backs in the NFL. Oh, and by the way, Sean McVay is still over there, one of the top coaches in the league. And you keep this game close when you have no Nick Bosa on that defensive line? Yeah, I'd feel encouraged. Now, if they lose in a heartbreaking fashion at the very end, it's the final seconds, and it's an Eddie Pinheiro missed field goal, I'm going to be very upset. But the fact that you were
don't speak that into existence.
Knock on wood, it doesn't.
Please.
No more Jake Moody. We love Eddie DeNiro. He's fine.
Yeah, I mean, could have had Puka, but no, we had to have Latu and Jake Moody.
And Jake Moody at one point did make the longest.
Could have had Puka, though.
At one point, Jake Moody did have the longest field goal in the history of the Super Bowl, so don't forget that.
It's like three and a half minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll take Jake Moody over whoever that
is. Sam, get ready. You're next. I'm going to pose these
but
to you
I said
you
encouraged.
Next.
That's the word I would use.
They find a way to somehow win the game tonight. And you feel?
Oh, this team's a playoff team. Like, are you kidding me? You win this game tonight? I said it a couple days ago. People and Bonte said I was crazy. This would be one of the greatest regular season wins in Shanahan's tenure.
Let me take it a step further.
It would be the greatest win of Mac Jones's professional career.
Playoffs?
I would be thrilled if they won this game tonight, doing like somersaults. I would argue it's the most satisfying, thrilling victory in the regular season since the Philly Eagle game in 2023.
I love the word you use, satisfying. You could talk so much smack. Now, you have to find a Rams fan, first and foremost, to like talk smack to them. I don't even know if they exist. As we talk about all the fan bases of the NFC West, and the Niners, it's going to be like 75% Niner fans down there with their fake crowd noise when the Niners are on offense. Satisfying is a great word, though.
It would be such a resilient victory, given who's not available. I mean, we would be doing cartwheels. All right, guys, let's go around the room. Sam Lubman, they get blown out tonight, and you feel?
Not at all shocked. Damn. In that situation. I just, yeah, they have literally no one that you could really depend on outside of McCaffrey going on offense, and he's been bottled up. And I feel like that's going to put too much pressure on a young defense, and this is a Rams offense that, you know, with Sean McVay calling the shots, he's going to try and put the hurt on this team.
They lose a close game, and you feel?
Like the defense really kept them in this one. And in that point, yeah, you would be giving your flowers to Robert Saul and a little bit to Kyle Shanahan, because this is Kyle Shanahan's defense.
I mean, Richie Z is in the chat saying, you win tonight, coronation.
Sensation.
Blake coronation?
That's an interesting one. I mean, you know, the
who
whole,
are we
like,
coronating?
Everyone. Mac, DeMarcus Robinson.
Well, that's the rat on the table brought Trent. To you by Atco Pest
What
Control.
Is the rat on the table? I'm going to go to Carter next.
If Mac Jones somehow, I told this to Sam, let's just have fun and we'll finish the game. If Mac Jones somehow has a game-winning drive and he uses his arm and it looks good and they upset this team, I'm just telling you the conversations that are going to be had tomorrow.
Say it with a straight face,
on
though.
Our airwaves. No, I have to have a bleepy eating grin on my face about this because it sounds absurd.
Because it is.
But if it happens, but it's not though, Sam. The Niners
Sam,
keep games close against the Rams.
We all have a friend right now who is saying, if Mac Jones wins this yep. game, I can't take him out. We all have a friend in our group, in our Niner circle, yep. that is a Mac Jones truther who like legitimately believes that he is better than Brock Purdy.
No,
I think it's absurd.
I didn't say that. I said if he wins this game, the reaction is going to be crazy nationally and locally. If it's a
game
winning
drive
for Mac
Jones. No Kittle. No Kittle.
Who picks him up in the 95-7 fantasy league?
I mean, I could argue it would be more impressive than any of Brock Purdy's wins.
Stop. Just, okay. Okay.
What, like the two wins this year or like career?
I could make the argument.
I mean, come on.
If Mac Jones wins the game tonight with no Kittle, no Ayuk.
No Bosa.
No Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall? Are you kidding me?
Like either of Brock's wins this year or in his career?
Purdy won in an NFC Championship game.
Now down 24-10.
What? Come on.
Did Purdy win that?
He's won four playoff games.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was incredible.
That'll be a tough argument for those.
Here we go.
You know what? Now I want Matt. Now I want them to win tonight just to hear you struggle to make that argument tomorrow.
But who was available in those games?
Just
I mean, you
stop,
had Brandon.
Stop,
Ayuk.
Stopping you.
I'd
right
love
now.
To know how you're going to spin that one.
You don't even believe what you're saying.
Sam, if they win tonight, fill in the blank. 888-957-9570. Fill in the blank, Sam. Last one. If they win tonight, by any stretch of the means, you'll feel.
I'll feel a little impressed with Mac Jones,
I guess,
in that situation. But if they win tonight, yeah, it's that would be a huge divisional win.
The more I'm thinking about this, I do think it's going to be it would have been more impressive.
I think they're
going to
be in this one.
Yeah.
Stop. Just, I'm not letting you do that to Brock Purdy. The guy's got years of data. Look, I think he's really good. I don't think he's the most elite, but to think that, like, he hasn't had big wins. It's like absolutely
I never
insane.
Said he didn't have big wins. I'd say this win, given the circumstances.
A week five win.
It has been one of the most impressive wins I have ever seen Mac Jones gets
you know
it done
I'm going to let that just sit there. I'm just going to let that sit there. Carter, quickly with you, because I want to go to the rest of the squad here, because a lot of people are on hold. The Niners get blown out tonight. You feel?
Expected.
There you go.
I think they are going to get blown out tonight. I think tonight's going to be an example.
Mike, I don't want to hear
money on it. You won't.
I already did.
Oh, my God.
I knew it. That's why I said that.
Look, I hate to be the downer, but that's just the way I feel.
Okay, if they lose a close game tonight, you'll feel?
I will feel grateful.
Grateful.
I will feel like a positive, like a step in the right direction if they lose a close game tonight. I think that you're going up against an extremely dynamic offense, and the defense last week showed almost nothing.
They got a couple stops.
Well, how was the defensive line? How was the front four?
They kept them in the game long enough.
Casper had more appearances than they did.
What chance do you have then?
Well,
you know?
They had a chance to win the game if the offense didn't cough it up there, and Eric Armstead didn't just...
They had plenty of chances to win. There's no question there. All right.
They pulled this one out. And there's a miracle. Do you believe in miracles?
It'll be a better win than us beating the Soviet Union in the hockey.
If Al Michaels drops that call tonight while the Niners win.
That is true. Actually, no. I've seen on Thursday Night Football at SoFi Stadium, Baker Mayfield starting for the Rams. Actually, I don't even think he started. I think he came in relief after a series. I've seen him win with no experience at all in that offense. So,
Joe, I'm going to double down. Someone out there believes in you. Let's go to line two. It just says if Mac wins.
How do you see that? Do you have that?
Yeah, I'm looking at the phone right here. Because it got turned in my direction.
I didn't even know we had a phone right there.
Yeah, there's a phone. It's an old school phone.
Can we call people?
I don't know, but maybe it's Commissioner Gordon. Whoever line two is, it just says if Mac wins. I want to hear what that person has said.
It says Damon in the dump truck. What's up, Damon?
What up, D-Dog?
What's up, man? I'm just here on 101. I wasn't going to call, but you guys started talking about if Mac wins. And to me, Mac has played better than Purdy this year. I know Purdy's only had, he actually had two starts. But Purdy hasn't played well since 2023. And we're basing everything off of what he did his first two seasons. And he just hasn't looked good. I was all for Purdy, but he hasn't looked good. The first game of the season, he was basically saved from a third interception. Mm. I remember all during training camp, they were saying, oh, Purdy's throwing a lot of interceptions. But you had guys like Dave Lombardi and other guys saying, oh, well, that's what you're supposed to do in training camp. You're supposed to test your limits. It doesn't mean anything. But we're seeing it time and time again. He's just... I feel like we have another Garoppolo. I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the alarm bell on Purdy, man. I just don't know.
Well, if Mac wins,
he looked great.
If Mac wins, are you going to be the guy in the chat, like with your boys? Are you going to be hitting the thread up, going, "I told you so"?
If Mac wins, I'm going to be like, man, hey, he's playing hot. He's got a hot hand. Let's see what else he can do.
There you go.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I can't hate that. That's Damon in the dump truck.
I love Damon.
888-957-9570.
I'm a Niner fan. I just want whoever's going to win. But I also I love watching Purdy play. But right now he's not healthy. We all know he's the man when he's healthy, and he's not right now. And so you need Mac Jones. Like, next man up, step up. He wins this game. He's going to win over a lot of people.
Yes.
He's going to win. You are like Mr. Burns, like excellent.
Well, I'm just over saying. He's looked good, okay? This is his toughest test thus far. And this is the toughest test for the Niners team, and they have none of their best players. Everyone's expecting them to get destroyed tonight, Joe. Like, everyone. No, seriously. Like, no one's expecting a real game tonight. It's 8.5
points.
Guys,
this is sports, man.
No.
This is why they suit up.
I'm just telling you what the narrative and perspectives are nationally and how everyone's viewing this game, because this is a nationally televised product. It is Thursday Night Football, all eyes at SoFi Stadium. Al Michaels will be on the call, by the way. Al Michaels joining the afternoon show yesterday. We'll get some of his thoughts on the game tonight. But you're doing the fill-in-the-blank game right now. Are we still playing that, or are we doing if Mac Jones wins this game tonight?
If the Niners win this game tonight. So, like, I see someone else on there. Line three, step right up, no waiting.
Angel in Sonoma.
If the Niners win this game, fill-in-the-blank.
Faithful. 100%. We're going to be faithful no matter what.
Love that.
Do you have faith in Mac Jones?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I think he did really well, and he's proving himself for sure.
What are you most optimistic about tonight, Angel?
Injuries.
Oh, that's good. That'd be a positive if they don't come away with any injuries. That's Angel in Sonoma.
Good call, Angel.
Very succinct and straightforward. Faithful, Joe. Oh, ye of little faith.
You know who I know is rooting for Mac Jones tonight?
Who?
Robin Sanbruno somewhere. You think I'm joking?
Where is Rob at? Where is he at? I'm shocked we haven't heard from him. I'm putting the bat signal as you saying Commissioner Gordon. Where's Robin Sanbruno? 888-957-9570. I believe in Mac Jones. Do I believe that he could overcome all of these losses everywhere on the offense, on the defense? I'm not sure, but keep it close. And if there's an opportunity for a game-winning drive, he has shown, Joe, that he's capable of doing that.
I mean, he wins this one tonight. Your point about it would be more miraculous than us beating the Soviets in 1980.
It might be.
It's one of the greatest bars, I mean, Carter, you've ever spit.
I mean, is it Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson? I don't know. It might be. Duke in the city. What's up, Duke?
Duke!
Line one, let's go!
Listen to the 95.7 The Game, the morning roast with my paisan, Joe Spadoni, and the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky, and always Philmo's finest, Bonte Hill. What's up, fellas?
What's up, dog? I missed you.
Where you been at, Duke?
I already know what's up. I mean, I miss y'all too, man. I love y'all, man. The hiatus is over, man. We back, man. We're going to do what we do, represent this squad like we always represent this squad, man. Defensive pressures is what we got to have, man. Do not run McCaffrey in the dirt, man, because that's what they already know. They think we got CMC, so they think we're going to push him in the dirt. Cannot do that. We got to be the game plan cannot be – the offensive game plan cannot be predictable. You know what I mean? Throw a little trickeration in there. Get Kendrick Bourne and get your boy DeMarcus Robinson in there. Like I said, try to go deep with him. And let's do what we do. And we went to the great Northwest with a bird. Is the Niners going sick and coming hard is what the word is. So we got McCaffrey with the 450 chicken. Ricky P running rock through the crowd with the swiftness. Where's George Kittle? Mysterious like a riddle. Blocking everybody. So when he get a touch, I'll cry, say, hey, diddle, diddle. Coming around the corner, 54, Fred Warner running back the receiver. You're going to be a goner. Red smoke is in the air. Now let that be the real. You got some brand new toys. It's time for us to seal them. Niner fans, stand up and represent.
Let's go!
Squad. You know how we do it the Bay Way, baby.
Let's go!
That's Duke in the city.
I've missed
that man so much. Duke is back. You know what? I'm feeling better about this Niners game tonight. Now that Duke called, I'm fired up.
We're blowing him out.
I think Mac Jones was listening to that.
We're blowing him out.
That was, hey, of all the scenarios that happens, that one would be the craziest.
Been a Niner fan my entire life. There's the seminal, like, image in my head of Bill Walsh getting carried off the field after winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
But there are other guys that have had that happen. Bryant Young got carried off the field in his final Candlestick game. Jerry Rice got carried off the field. Mac Jones wins tonight. They might carry him off that SoFi field.
And the Niner fans, well, it's going to be like 90% Niner fans. Like the percentage keeps getting higher and higher.
Kyle would be so jealous.
Kyle will be jealous? No, Kyle.
If Mac gets carried off the field?
No, 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 no. Kyle will feel validated by all of it.
Oh, God.
I always like Mac.
Kyle's going to run Mac up the middle next week for taking the spotlight.
He's going to open his presser after the game. You know, you guys were all laughing at me, the notion of me drafting Mac Jones. See? That's what he can do.
And he's going to get him hurt next week.
I believe in him.
As is tradition.
He's going to get him hurt.
We have a guy from Alabama calling in.
Let's hear it.
John in Tuscaloosa, baby.
Let's go.
Hey, big win for Bama last week.
Roll Tide.
What's up, Johnny?
Roll Tide. Hey, I'm Johnny from Tuscaloosa. I'm a college student, but I'm from the Bay. I'm just calling to say I got faith in Mac Jones, a student at Alabama. I mean, if someone was to win tonight, it's him. Brock Purdy, I mean, like the other caller said, he hasn't looked good the last 2 years. I mean, Mac Jones is on a hot streak. I'm really looking forward to tonight.
I love
let's
this.
Let's go, Johnny people Tuscaloosa.
Let's go, Mac!
Everyone's,
we're riding the Mac truck.
Everyone, hey, Mac Daddy.
Let's
return
go.
Return of the Mac. Hey, if they do win tonight and Mac Jones is the big reason, we're it's not the show open. It's just return of the Mac. That's just what you're putting
when
right
does that
there.
Mac come into play for you?
Hey, that's a five!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.